This is South Florida Sunday. We thank you for being with us this morning. We'd like to welcome to the show some of our friends from Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County. We have Aaron Nicoloso with us, Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County, and Sarah, also from Senior Director of Community Relations for GL Homes. Welcome both of you to South Florida Sunday.
Good morning, Ron. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having us, Ron.
Well, we are really glad to have you on. Always glad to talk to our friends of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County. And let's get right into it. Tell us about the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County.
Yes, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County mission is to make sure that every child reaches their full potential. But to be successful, we need to ensure that every child receives proper nutrition daily.
So I've been told that September is Hunger Action Month. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, Ron, Hunger Action Month takes place each September, and this is a nationwide initiative. It's not just here locally. And through Hunger Action Month, we try to combat hunger and raise awareness about food insecurity.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, in terms of, listen, not everybody, and I know we all take this for granted, not everybody just has the luxury of going to the grocery store and being able to buy whatever they want. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, or they get one paycheck a month, and by the time the end of the month rolls around, things are getting tight financially, and unfortunately, a lot of people have to make a decision about how they spend their money, whether that's on their rent, their electric bill, medicine, and food. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to help bridge that gap for those lower-income families when money is tight and they can't quite make it to the end of the month. So that's why GL Homes has partnered with the Boys and Girls to provide a sizable donation to help them out at this critical time of Hunger Action Month.
You know, you're so right. We do often take it for granted. We need milk or bread, and we just hop in the car and run down to the grocery or the convenience store and pick up whatever we need. And sometimes you are right. We do lose sight of the fact that it's not that easy for a lot of families, especially here in the Palm Beach County area. And it's so important, especially for young children. Hunger is has such a negative effect on our young people, especially when it comes to learning and education. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously hunger impedes development in children. So it is important that children maintain a healthy diet and, you know, have the availability to eat regularly. So not having access to a regular healthy meal can cause a devastating impact on children's health. So Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County, you know, provides 100% of our club members and their families throughout Palm Beach County free food.
You mentioned briefly about GL Homes jumping on board with Boys and Girls Clubs in Boca and Del Rey. We understand there's $16,000 there. Give us some more details about GL Homes and how they're supporting all the great work from Boys and Girls Clubs in Boca and Del Rey.
Yes, well, Ron, GL Homes, this is the second year that GL has partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Beach County to provide both its Del Rey Beach and its Boca Raton clubs $16,000 during Hunger Action Month. That money will feed close to 8,000 children a healthy, nutritious snack after school and provide many of them with dinner. So it's, and I also say the word nutritious. This isn't just a bag of chips mm-hmm. and some cookies. Boys and Girls Club really knows that to really help children and teens succeed, it's not filling their bellies with junk food, which they have access to at all times. It's providing fresh fruit and vegetables and lean meats and helping them to make healthy decisions. As we all know, food is fuel. And so that is a critical part of what GL Homes is doing this month with the Boys and Girls Club.
And you mentioned that GL Homes has a long partnership with Boys and Girls Clubs. What would compel GL Homes to select Boys and Girls Clubs for their philanthropy?
You know, Ron, there are many paths to a child's success. And the Boys and Girls Clubs understand that in order to succeed in academics, athletics, art, science, it has to be through a full belly, mm-hmm. right? Because, listen, even for a grown-up, if we're hungry, that's really the only thing we think about. And we're expecting children to go to school on an empty stomach and be able to learn and to excel in their schoolwork and be able to concentrate during a test. We can't expect that of ourselves. How can we expect that of a child?
Mm-hmm.
So really through this partnership, we just know that the Boys and Girls Clubs, which, by the way, has an excellent national reputation, because remember, this isn't just the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Beach County. They are part of Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Mm-hmm. So they are helping millions of children every single year just do well as productive citizens. And, hey, who can argue with that success?
Exactly. Well, now we talked a little bit about how you're not only addressing hunger, but also working very difficult, hard to provide healthy, nutritious meal options for kids. And that brings us to talk about GL Home's Summer of Service. I'd like to hear more about that.
Of course. Well, we've just concluded with our Labor Day weekend, and we've had a successful Summer of Service. That's a GL Home's original initiative, where GL Homes provides time and resources to nonprofits like the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Beach County during the slower summer months. You know, while many people take a summer break, the needs of charities and their clients never take a vacation. So that brings me back to the Boys and Girls Club, who is there every day of the year for these kids. It's not just after school, but they provide a safe, stable, and supportive environment for the kids in the summer and now transitioning into the school year.
And that's so important, because I've been told many times that a lot of children depend on the school lunches and the school breakfasts for their food. And when school is out for the summer, they can't reach out to the school for food. So that's why it's so important for you to focus on summer.
Yes, absolutely. Boys and Girls Club of Palm Beach County, during the school day, the clubs provide a snack and dinner, and during non-school days, so like you mentioned, summer break, these children get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks, all provided by Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County. And even going into the weekend, we do provide some meals for families that are in need of weekend meals.
Well, this is so great to hear. This is great news, and I'm glad that you are both with us today to share all of this information with us. And before we wrap up our conversation, a couple of quick things. Number one, where can folks who are listening to our conversation go to get more information on the Boys and Girls Clubs and your partnership with GL Homes? And they may be looking to support all this great work that you're doing financially or even volunteering. I don't know if you're looking for volunteer help or not, but where can people go to find out how they can support the great work that you're both doing?
They can head to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County website, which is www.bgcpbc.org.
And Aaron and Sarah, before we let you go, I'd like to ask you both to answer this next question. Tell us, in your opinion, why this great partnership between the Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County and GL Homes has been so successful.
So for Boys and Girls Clubs of Palm Beach County, hunger is often a hidden problem in Palm Beach County. And without the generous support of community partners like GL Homes, solutions would be hard to find for those families that we serve who live mostly in poverty. I don't know if I mentioned, but nearly 95% of our club members live in poverty and rely on our club's hunger relief programs. So we continue to see a dramatic need in our 17 clubs across the county due to economic hardships created by, you know, inflation and the increasing food costs that are, you know, ongoing currently. So without partners like GL Homes, we wouldn't be able to provide these, you know, meals every day for these children and families that we serve every day.
Yeah. And Ron, for GL Homes, part of our philanthropic focus is children and education, and we have partnered with the Boys and Girls Club for so many years, because they are truly a key to the success of these promising young people.
So we will continue to support their efforts to make sure that these kids succeed academically, in athletics, arts, and science. And again, starts with a healthy, nutritious meal.
Well, we want to encourage everyone who's listening to support the great work being done by the Boys and Girls Clubs, and thank you for your support from GL Homes. And again, if you wouldn't mind just giving out that contact information, because we want to encourage folks listening to support any way they can the great work that these great teams are doing.
Yes, so it's www.bgcpbc.org.
Aaron Nicoloso, Sarah also from, thank you so much for all the great work that you're doing. Please pass along our gratitude to the rest of your teams, and we hope that we'll get folks to reach out to you and support all the great work that you're doing. And we thank you for all the great work that you're doing, and we also thank you for being our guest today on South Florida Sunday.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you for having us.